Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and welcome to the System Club. This is a commentary that's going to accompany a video, and the video is on my personal blog. Anybody can see it who wants to, but only System Club members get the commentary. The article is named The Awesome Power of Product Demonstration. And what's the best way to sell a product? I was lucky enough to be able to ask that question directly to Gary Bensavanga, the grand master of all direct mail copywriting. His answer kind of shocked me. Given that he's a writer, I was expecting him to rhapsodize about the supreme power of words. Instead, he said this: if you can clearly demonstrate the virtues of your product, that is the single most powerful thing you can ever do to sell it. So not words, deeds. Copywriting demonstration. Now, it makes sense, right? People are justifiably skeptical of words, since people can twist words, but they tend to believe what they see with their own eyes. And if there's a way to demonstrate and dramatize the power and virtues of your product, that is a great thing, and you should definitely look into figuring out how to do that for your product, if in fact it's doable. And if it's doable, definitely do it. Now, it might take some imagination. For instance, how do you demonstrate that a mattress is super comfortable? Well, that's what we're going to be looking at right now. I stumbled on this video while I was looking for something else. It was an ad. I almost turned it off, but I thought, wow, I'm going to check this out and see what's up. Now, the first thing they did was they started with something visually arresting. They had somebody dressed as Goldilocks talking about, well, you'll see. I'm going to play it. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. I do not have an engineer here, but I can sort of tell you what I'm seeing and tell you why it's significant, because the video alone is very informative, but it might be even more informative if you hear why the video and the pitch and the demonstration is so ingenious. So here we go. So what's a super way to tell if your mattress is awful? And she says, the raw egg test. Let me prove it. I love this. No pussyfooting around. She got straight to it. And that was a headline there. How can you tell if your bed at home is terrible? The raw egg test. So if you're in the market for a mattress, if you're just curious about mattresses, if you have a sneaking suspicion that your mattress at home is not all that it's cracked up to be, this, obviously, you're in the right place. And then she throws you a curve and talks about the raw egg test. The raw egg test? What is she talking about? If you can't see the video, she is dressed as Goldilocks, and now she's wearing a mask, which makes it even more bizarre. By the way, strange imagery catches people's attention, and they tend to remember it longer. This is something that was discovered by the Greeks and Romans over 2,000 years ago. They were memory methods and techniques and strategies that they taught back in those days. And one of the principal mnemonic strategies of the ancient times, and it came back again during the Renaissance, was to make weird images, but take images that are striking, things that don't normally go together. Like, you don't normally see Goldilocks wearing a pair of safety goggles. So let's proceed. Okay. All right, no words. And what she's doing is she's dropping 330 pounds of tempered glass with four raw eggs attached to them, a distance of 3 feet onto a mattress. And boom, the glass hits the mattress and four unbroken eggs. Amazing. And they did it again, and they're showing it again. So now she's talking about the competition, and She doesn't have to name the competition. The first competitor is the hard mattress, and she's showing how painful a hard mattress is, a demonstration. Now she's shown that, you know, she's acted out the fact that a super hard mattress is not terribly comfortable. Now she's going to drop the plate of glass with the four raw eggs attached to it, and here it goes, and splat. And then they show it again, and splat. Now she's talking about the soft mattress. And she talks about how not enough support tends to create chronic pain. And now, after making that claim, she's going to demonstrate it silently, wordlessly, with the big pane of glass and the four raw eggs. Let's see what happens. Boom. Broken. And now she's talking about a theory that the raw egg theory. If you can drop a heavy plate of glass with four raw eggs attached to it on a mattress, and the mattress takes the eggs gently without cracking them, and yet gives enough support so they don't, you know, sink all the way into the bed, you've got yourself one heck of a mattress. So she's just showing this graphically. No pressure points. Spine aligned. By the way, ever since I've seen this mattress, my back hurts. I want to get this mattress. Okay, so she's demolished the idea of a hard mattress. She's demolished the idea of a soft mattress. So what about a medium mattress, someone that's in between hard and soft? And same issue. Boom, she drops the glass and the eggs shatter. Now, I don't know if you can hear all this. I wish I had an engineer, but I don't. She's now comparing the mattress to those, you know, super fancy beds with the controls, and you can change the softness and hardness on each side. And she points out that even with the $5,000 price tag and the hard and soft settings, that they fail the raw egg test in every setting. And there goes the glass. Boom. And now she's saying, look, hard doesn't work, soft doesn't work, middle ground doesn't work. We need something better. And that answer is purple is the name of the mattress. Strange name for a mattress, but hey, it works. And she just proved it, at least using the raw egg test. She's got these four eggs. They're attached to the big plate of glass. She drops it 3 feet. It hits the purple mattress. And by God, those eggs are intact. That is amazing. And now they repeat it again. And now, I love this. This is so ingenious. They're adding to the weight of the glass. Okay? And I love it. They're doing it incrementally. So I missed the first couple of numbers, but let's see, 300, 600. Now they're up to 930 pounds of steel they've added to this glass. 1,400, oh my God. Okay, they've got 1,400 pounds of steel on this plate glass. Oh, because she's on it. Now she's standing on the glass. And the eggs remain intact. That's how sensitive this bed is, how able it is to cradle you and give you just the amount of support you need, no more, no less. Now the question is, how could this bed be so comfortable? And she's saying, hey, it's got 15 patents. And it was made by a real rocket scientist. And it's got something called the comfort grid system. Now, if she had come out with all this stuff at the beginning, I'm not going to say it would have been ineffective, but it's way more interesting after the demonstration, right? She's shown that this bed can have 4 raw eggs dropped on it, can have 1,500 pounds added to it, and the eggs will not break. So she's just filling in some of the gaps in our knowledge. How, why, how did this thing even come to be? Who made it and so on? Now they're talking about the best sleep you've ever had. Notice how long it took for them to get to that promise. Now, what if they'd come with that, you know, what if that was the headline? Yeah, you know, it's just hot air. But this promise is coming after the demonstration. So I'm going to think that it's exponentially more powerful. Okay, now, at this point, you're probably sold. So now the price comes up. And she goes, there's a catch. And you're like, oh, it's going to be expensive. And she's got the first price up there, $5,000. And she cuts right to the chase. Ours is only $1,000. Save $4,000. Now she's getting funny. Oh, and now, okay, not only is this thing amazing, not only is it 1,000 instead of 5,000, but they'll ship it to your home for free. And unbelievably, you got this thing for 100 nights, and if you don't like it, you can send it back with, I don't know what the guarantee is, let's see. Complete refund. Wow. Wow. Now she's doing the summary. She's showing the hard bed, the soft bed, the medium bed, the bed with the super expensive bed with the super expensive controls. And I love it. This goes back to the don't ask them to try, ask them to buy. I want to just play that back again so I hear that clearly. That's just great. Click now to start your 100-night trial. Not click here to buy, to start your trial. I mean, they just, you know, they've taken all the pressure off. This is just brilliant. And that's, of course, what Eugene Schwartz used to say. Don't ask them to buy, ask them to try. Trying doesn't cost the prospect anything. Buying obviously costs them a lot. Letting them try means that the risk is on you, the merchant, where the risk really should be. Why should somebody that doesn't know you and doesn't know your product trust you? They have no reason to. So ask them to try, not to buy. Now, obviously, if this thing is what it's supposed to be, and I hope it is, you're not going to want to give that mattress up for love or money. So the sale is as good as done. No pressure. Now, the last bit of this little spot, they're showing the guys how they set this thing up, how they lift the glass, how they attach the eggs, how they remove the padding after the eggs have crashed on the mattress. And then she took the eggs from a successful test, and now she's breaking them in her hand. So you can see these really were raw eggs. and they're just whooping and hollering now. So that took place in 3 minutes and 58 seconds. One of the beauties of web advertising, you're not limited to a 30, 60, or 90, or 120 second spot. You can tell the story as much as you need. And in this case, they only needed 3 minutes and 58 seconds to make an extremely compelling case for a mattress. How do they do it? Well, they did use words, obviously. But the thing that led this thing was the visual demonstration. We, the prospects, can see this with our own eyes. There's no debating. There's no questioning. No one has to talk us into anything. We can see this mattress. And then we hear the logic behind it. There's hard. There's soft. There's in between. There's mechanical. They're all bad. This is different than all other mattresses. And that's the other thing you want to do with your product. Why is this mattress different from all other mattresses? Whatever product you're selling, you better have an answer to that question, and it better be good. Because, you know, otherwise you're just spending your time selling people on the idea of a product like yours. You don't want to sell people on the idea of getting a new mattress. You want to sell people on the idea of getting this mattress. Why is this mattress different and better than all other mattresses? And then she talks a little bit about the history and the science, but doesn't go overboard with it. I mean, who wants to hear that? You just want a mattress. She said enough. It's got patents. A scientist designed it. Okay, good enough. Then I love the way they presented the price. You know, they showed what a mattress can cost, and mattresses can be way over $1,000. And she showed one at $5, but we've heard of them at $10 and $20. And so $1,000 is just an amazing bargain. The fact that they'll deliver for free is incredible. And then the last thing, which is I wish I was an affiliate for this. I could be making some money. But the last thing that they did was free delivery. So the thing is delivered for free. If you don't like it, you can send it back. All money returned. It's not hard. It's not soft. It's just right. And Goldilocks told you so. So great, great ad. And now let's say the most important point here is none of this was obvious. If I had asked you or if someone had asked me, come up with a demonstration that shows that a mattress is superior to all other mattresses. I wouldn't have come up with a plate glass and four raw eggs in a lifetime of trying, but somebody did. Somebody thought and thought and thought and thought some more until they came up with this. And this reminds me a lot of the Ginsu knife ad. You know, those fellows sold half a billion, with a B, dollars worth of kitchen knives. And if you don't know the story, those kitchen knives were being sold for $1 a piece in supermarkets before they discovered them. Okay? So there was a big jump from, you know, knives in a box in a supermarket, and they were in the big like bin. They weren't even a package. It was just like reach in and grab one, which I guess these days would have been a huge liability thing, but I guess people were smarter back in the 60s and 70s. They didn't cut themselves. But anyway, that's how they were sold. Here's a box, here's a bin, here's a bunch of knives, or a buck each. Take as many or as few as you want. And these guys figured out a way to demonstrate, let me say it again, demonstrate the power and the amazing quality of those knives. And they did it by cutting tin cans, cutting all kinds of things. And there were words. Words were needed. But wait, there's more and all that kind of stuff. But what sold it, what did the heavy lifting, was the demonstration. So if you're just hearing this and not seeing the video, I urge you, please, go see the video. It's on my blog, kenmccarthy.com, The Awesome Power of Product Demonstration. I'm not getting a commission, unfortunately, if you happen to buy this mattress. But there's also a link to my interview with the two guys that created the legendary Ginsu knife commercial. And it talks about all that they went to come up with this demonstration. So my point is twofold. Number one, demonstrations trump all. Okay, obviously you're going to need words, you're going to need some media to get the demonstration to them, but if you've got a demonstration like this, you are 99.9% of the way to the sale. Number two, figuring out the best demonstration for your product, probably not easy, but possibly the very best investment of time and mental energy you'll ever spend. And if you've got some extra time and money and you want to hire someone to help you with that, I might be available to help you with a project like that, because I think it would be fun coming up with the best demonstration for your product. So check it out. Go to KenMccarthy.com, The Awesome Power of Demonstration. I broke it down, but watch it again and just see how beautifully they put this thing together. It's a masterpiece in 3 minutes and 58 seconds. This is Ken McCarthy for The System Club.